This is 99.7 FM Barreville, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere. Max FM, Mace for Jay with the 50-plus minute music hour. And in the suite this hour, Philip Bailey and Phil Collins coming up, Robert Palmer and Bowie and Queen. It's Fleetwood Mac now on Max FM.
Tell me lies. Finally, a station as cool as the Baraboo
River Valley area?
Well, whatever you call it. Thanks for listening.
You guys crack me up.
99.7 Max FM.
So slashed and torn.
Pressure 99.7 Max FM.
Oh,
90s and more. 99.7 Max FM with Tears for Fears.
Oh, different speed. Your heart beats in double time. Another kiss and you'll be mine. A one-track mind. You can't be saved. Oblivion is all you crave. If there's some left over you, you don't mind if you do. Oh, you like to think that you're immune to the stuff. Oh yeah.
There's no stopping us now.
I got it on all day.
It gets me through my day.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM.
I've got to take a little time. A little time to think things over. I better read between the lines in case I need it when I'm older. Mountain I must climb. Feels like the world upon my shoulder. Through the clouds I see love shine. It keeps me warm as life grows colder. I don't know if I can face it again.
Nandy's and More, 99.7 Max FM with Foreigner. Well, here is a ridiculous story. A man in India who was hit by a bus faced a second shock after he received a bill that he had to repair and pay for the damaged vehicle. Yep, he suffered 4 broken ribs in the accident, unable to work for over a month, but the bus company contacted him and said he was responsible for the damages. He received a bill also for his broken leg and a broken light on the bus. So yeah, you broke your leg, we may have hit you, but you also have to pay for the light you broke.
Today's Max FM Big Deal of the Day, the Baraboo Theater Guild. Enjoy local playwright Ben Bromley's latest full-length comedy, Inconvenience Store, at the historic Al Ringling Theater. When a group of cheeseheads gets trapped in a convenience store during a storm and a robbery attempt, hilarity ensues. This Baraboo Theater Guild-sponsored show runs April 4th, 5th, and 6th. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com and purchase a pair of tickets valued at $32 for just $16. Today only at MaxFM Big Deals.
The Midwest's newest music event, Summer Jam, is coming June 20th and 21st to Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Summer Jam is 2 big days of music from Everclear, Rick Springfield, Live, and Leonard Skinner. Sweet home Alabama. Summer Jam has more. Marshall Tucker Band, Collective Soul, and the Black Crowes. VIP, general admission tickets, and campsites are on sale. Get yours and check out the full lineup. Go to SummerJamWI.com now. Summer Jam 2025 in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Go to SummerJamWI.com now. Don't miss this party.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's political action committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
There are lots of reasons to get excited for spring. Warmer weather, get-togethers, and now new spring arrivals from your favorite brands at Macy's. Even more exciting, refresh your beauty routine at our Buy More, Save More event. Pick up new skincare, makeup, and fragrances from Estee Lauder, Valentino, MAC, and more. And save $30 with every $150 you spend. The more you spend, the more you save. Don't wait. Beauty deals this good won't last long. Hurry into Macy's today. Savings off regular price beauty and fragrance. Exclusions apply.
Max FM.
radio's not dead, but a lot of other stations sure smell that way. We're your fresh choice. 99.7 Max FM.
Minute music hour on the Love Shack with the B-52s on Max FM.
Yeah.
Maximum Hits, 99.7, Max FM.
This girl's an open page, bookmarking. She's so close, love. This girl is half his age.
And more 99.7 Max FM with the Police. Well, another 50 plus minute music hour is coming up, and Aaron is in next. Cars, U2 on the way, some Bon Jovi and Don Henley. He'll also have a news update from ABC and WRN and a check of the forecast. That's next here on Max FM. I'll catch you again tomorrow right here at 11 for Jay.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. More uncertainty for businesses and investors. Canada, the largest supplier of steel and aluminum to the U.S., announcing more than $20 billion in retaliatory tariffs after the U.S. implemented that 25% on tariffs for all imported metals. ABC's Karen Travers is at the White House.
The tit-for-tat on trade continues, this time the U.S. against Europe. President Trump Wednesday said he would respond after the European Union put in place retaliatory tariffs on about $28 billion of U.S. goods. Action it took after the president's 25% tariff on steel and aluminum went into effect.
President Trump defending massive cuts at the Department of Education, saying it will lead to more efficiency. Roughly half of the DOE workforce being laid off. Critics say underserved and special needs students will be impacted the most. After Ukraine agreed to the U.S. proposal of a 30-day ceasefire, Russia's president has yet to sign off. Today, Russia carrying out attacks across Ukraine. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Raymond Newpert. A Waukesha teen charged with stealing a car and gun from a home where his mother and stepfather were found dead is now in jail in Waukesha County. Ted Allen has more.
Police say 17-year-old Nikita Kasap stole the gun and vehicle and took a route through five states before being pulled over in Kansas after running a stop sign. No charges have been filed in relation to the deaths of Tashiana Kasap and Donald Mayer. The couple were found dead following a welfare check of their town of Waukesha home by police last month.
Billy Joel announced that he will not be coming to Milwaukee next month due to an illness. He made that announcement on Twitter yesterday. According to Joel's post, he will be delaying the start of his tour by 4 months, allowing him to recover from a recent surgery. And the Wausau City Council has overridden a veto from Mayor Doug Denny about Medicaid funding. The council wanted to support Medicaid funding. Denny says that the city has other things to worry about. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. The sun won't stop. There's plenty of it today with high temperatures reaching the mid-50s and more of it tomorrow as we climb to the low 60s. Clouds start to roll in for Friday, things become breezy, and we get muggy and warm, with highs reaching 70. Then at night, thunderstorms roll through. Get cheaper and faster internet from Whole Home Connect, 1-800-217-9129. Currently, it's 52.
Is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
Max FM. Maybe I'm playing on you tonight. Hunt you down, eat you alive, just like Eddie.